Now we're going to have the final word from Bildad. That is from the three friends. And fortunately, it's very brief. And I think that light's beginning to dawn on Bildad. And the light is simply this. And you'll note it in this discourse. He says to himself, he's very thoughtful now, and he was that kind of a man. He's an intelligent man. He says, if Job is guilty, why doesn't he break under all of this bombardment of argument that we've given to him? He still maintained his integrity. He stood up against it. Now, if down underneath, if there had been some rotten spot, if there had been a rotten apple in the barrel, why hasn't it come out in all of this? And this man, of course, goes back to the very basic philosophy of his life, and that is, he's a traditionalist. When I was young, we've been doing it this way for 1,000 years, so why do we want to change? And that God follows certain laws. That is, he's the scientist who pours it in the test tube and says, see, that's what happens every time. He says, look here under the microscope. This is a law, and you can't change it. And the law of God is he'll punish sinners. But why doesn't Job break under this if he's the guilty sinner? And now, listen. It's a very brief argument, and he's making it brief because, actually, he recognizes that he hasn't anything now to offer at all. And you sometimes wish that some folk today, I feel like that there are certain men, both theologians and scientists today, that speak so learnedly about the creation of the earth and what God did under certain circumstances and what God must do. And this is the way it must have been 2 billion years ago. Now, my friend, you may kid other folk. You may drive it into the minds of the young today and have them brainwashed. And we got a brainwashed generation today. But you're listening to one of the biggest skeptics that you've ever heard of. I don't believe you. I don't think you know. And this gross assumption of knowledge is not justified today of what took place 2 billion years ago. My friend, when you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow, what makes you such an authority on what happened 2 billion years ago? I think you're kidding somebody. I think that you put on a white jacket and pince-nez glasses, and you speak ex cathedra, and the world listens. My friend, I noticed that they want to sell a toothpaste today, or they want to sell a mouthwash, are a shampoo. There are only two ways of doing it. One is by sex. The other is by showing a laboratory with a scientist looking through a bunch of boiling acid in test tubes. And he speaks very learnedly. And everybody says that must be true because he's got on that white coat and he is an authority on this. Now, may I say to you, that may sell toothpaste, but it's not going to sell me on how the world began. And this fellow Bildad, I'll admit these men are smart. I'll admit they're intelligent. But they are brainwashing folk. And they're not, my friend, telling the truth. Now listen to this man Bildad. And he goes back to the creation, by the way. All of them do. They go back and profess a knowledge. Even these young theologians today. I just get a little weary of them. They know exactly what Genesis, the first chapter, means. Do you? Do you really know? I think that if Moses was here today and could hear some of the things that are spoken, I think he'd smile. And he says, my, how those boys have learned since I wrote that. They seem to know more than I knew about it. And I think Moses knew a great deal more than we give him credit for also.